Lesson for the lay parshas b'shalach Shabbos Shira haba aleinu l'toyva. I hope this message is taken in the way that it should be. I admit it will not be soft; it will be harsh, but it's something I think we all need to hear. I mentioned to you guys just before there's an amazing, really amazing, amazing speaker here in Eretz Yisrael, Harav Rosenblum, who is just a profound, profound speaker. And he speaks with great hergish. He really feels it. And when I heard this idea on Friday, Baruch Hashem was actually related to the parsha we're reading, B'Shalach, I needed to redevelop and recalibrate, because it's something I've been thinking about mamash all weekend, and something, as we'll learn, I took upon myself as well. So B'Shalach, it's like you don't discuss, you know, Shabbos Shira, how you not discuss. So Tu B'Shvat is this week as well. So Mirz Hashem, I'll put in a little Tu B'Shvat as well. What's amazing out of Kriyas Yamsuf to me is, as we know, we celebrate the holiday of Pesach, and all of a sudden we have this amazing Seder. And I've said it and I'll say it again. A year and a few months ago, I had the greatest Seder of my life. And despite COVID and despite everything, and despite not even being able to be with my family, with my parents and my sister and her family, it was an inspiring time. It was the first time my whole family was together, and there was no time constraint. There was no Arab waiters coming up to us and said, "No, yala, yala, you know, get out of here. We want to clean up." And it was amazing. And we got to touch on different points. And one of the ideas, if you think about it, is that we have this malchus at the Seder. Yes, there's this dual aspect, of course. There's a lechem oni aspect. But we're sitting there and bechavod, and we're wearing the kittel, and you have the pillows, and you're saying halal. And then all of a sudden, the second day of Pesach comes in Eretz Yisrael, right? Holomoid. And all of a sudden, you start saying half halal. Right? And we know the famous Gemara. Why are we saying half halal? Because at the end, really, we're reminding ourselves we got out of Mitzrayim through Kriyas Yamsuf, and Kriyas Yamsuf, all the Mitzrayim died. Which Mitzrayim? The Mitzrayim who hated us, who made us slaves, who beat us. Those Mitzrayim. V'atem omrim shira? How can you say halal long halal? Oh, what are you talking about? So there's an element here that we as Jews are supposed to be different. We call Rachmanim b'nei Rachmanim. We have to be margish when there is a surah in Klal Yisrael, and a surah in the world. In the world. And I will admit to you, literally a year ago, when this first hit, my mindset was something from China, Wuhan. I never heard of it before. Somebody ate a bat. It doesn't involve me. It's a sad thing. My Rebbe, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, taught us. It's very important. When something's happening in another country, we have to think about it. How can I do tshuva? It's an earthquake. In a way, sometimes it's Baruch Hashem. Okay, it's only hit in that locale. I don't have to think about it. And then all of a sudden, the snowball effect happens. And I told you on the way back, the guy's wearing, on my way back from my trip in February, which turned out to be, I would only fly one more time, and maybe tonight. So what happened? This guy's wearing a mask. I said, "What are you wearing a mask for? What, you have COVID? Like, what? It just came out. I didn't even know how to say the words. Corona. I don't know what to say. Is it Corona? Is it Miller Lite? Is it, I don't know, what do we call this? And he's like, "No, I'm scared of this thing." I'm like, "Are you crazy?" And a few weeks later, my wife laughed at me that when they put the first Seger on right after Purim, so I remember that first time going to the supermarket, and everybody had this experience, and waiting, you know, a half hour outside, and then requiring these, you had to wear a mask. It was a new thing. You didn't have to wear a mask anywhere else, but in stores, you had to wear a mask. And I refused to buy a mask. I'm not buying a mask. I'm a Jew. I'm not buying a mask. So I remember wearing this scarf, this Adidas scarf I had. I was a cool guy. And I remember the guy coming up to me. He says, "Nu kedai lecha, when you get into Oshar, just buy them. They're 5 for 100. Just buy it. Like, you're going to have to wear a mask." "Oh, wait, we don't have to wear a mask. That's crazy." And now it's like Chiddush Gadol. Shabbos Shira teaches this amazing thing that even the worst of the worst people, you have to. I was thinking about the inauguration of a new president. So you had last week this whole machlekes, did you say the tefillah, an important tefillah for the government? Right? This is an old tefillah established. Abu Draham, the Kolbo, discusses Hanoisin Shutan Lamalachim to daven for the government, the chesed we have. Rav Moshe Feinstein has three different tshuvas where he talks about the importance, I'm sure more than that, of the importance of davening be'ad, the place that we live, especially America, that allowed us to come in after the ashes of the Holocaust and to live here in a harmony and to have religious freedoms. And now Trump, we're not going to say it this week. Some rabbi said that. And now Biden, people are like, oh, I don't like Biden. I'm not going to say it. Who are you to decide? You live in a place, you have to daven for it, especially here in Eretz Yisrael. How do you not say it if you live in the Medina? But Vayitu b'shasa poiskim. There's a pasuk that is so bolate. It's such an amazing pasuk. The end of our parasha, we learn about the war with Amalek. And we learn this famous thing that when Moshe Rabbeinu had his hands up, forget about it. It reminded us that it's not Tzva Haganah Yisrael, no offense to those going to the army, right? Yisrael betach b'Hashem, not b'tzal, as a bumper sticker used to say. It's not the army of Israel. It's the Rabbeinu Shalom's army of Israel. It's because of that we are successful. But then there's a very strange pasuk. It says, Kasha Rim Moshe Dover, Gavri Yisrael, the Kasha Yanich Yadov, Gavri Amalek. When his hands would go down, Amalek would win. When his hands would go up. But then it says, V'yedei Moshe Kvedim, V'yichu Evan, V'yisamu Tachtav. So that he had his hands, try this trick, do this for 5 minutes, you won't be able to do it. Imagine Moshe doing this for hours and hours. So his hands got very, very tired. Aaron was there, Yoshua, they propped his hands up with stones so that he could keep his hands up. Comes along Rashi, we'll get to the Gemara in a moment, but Rashi quotes the Gemara in Tanis Yud Aleph. Eben? V'lo Yoshev al Kar v'kaso? What are you getting him? It's not nice. Get him a nice pillow. Get him something nice, something comfortable. Get him one of those gel pillows, you know? It'll be nice for him. Come on. Says Rashi, no, you know why? Amar Yisrael, Shorvim Bitsara, they're in Tsar now. Afaniye Yebasar. Imo Anochi Batsara. We spoke about this idea. We spoke about Bnei Levi. It's one of the first things we said, Parsha Shemais, if you remember. That Bnei Levi wanted to be part of the Tsar, even though they knew they weren't experiencing Mitzrayim. This is the Gemara, as I said in Tanis, the Gemara goes into greater detail. And the Gemara says the following. The Gemara tells over that it wasn't just this idea of being Bitsar, it wasn't just the great Moshe Rabbeinu. Don't we know, Amar Reish Lakish, Asr La'adam L'shamesh Mitaso B'shnei Ravim Shenamar, Reish Lakish taught us that it's prohibited for a husband and wife to be together in years of famine. How do we know this? Mefarish Pasuk. By Yosef. Yosef yalad shnei banim b'terem tavo. Before there was a famine. He wouldn't have had children. He wouldn't have... Can you imagine? Why? Because I need to feel the tzara. Why does Yosef have to feel the tzara? He's fine. The Jews are fine. They can have plenty of food, the Jews. No, but there's a famine in the world. No. I have to be markish it. I have to take something away from myself. In years of famine, you don't do that. And the Gemara continues. And the Gemara says that you have to have distress in the time of difficulty for the community. And then the Gemara, of course, of Moshe Rabbeinu, as we just read. This is the midah that a person has to have. And as I said, and when it came to Moshe Rabbeinu, the same idea as the Gemara in Tana says. Ima anoichi batzara, I'm with you in the tzara. Of the cloud. And that sense, it says, it just continued the Gemara, El Yotzer Adam, Imat Sibur Shechein Mitzarum Moshe Rabbeinu, we see this by Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was distressed together with the community. Why? Shenemar, V'yedim Moshe Kvedim, V'yichu Evan, V'yisimu Tachto, V'yosef Aleha, V'chihaya Alo L'Moshe, Achas, they couldn't find him something more comfortable. El Akach Amar Moshe, Hol V'Yisrael, even though they're B'tzar, Afani Yebetzar Imahem, V'chol HaMetzar, Atzmoy, imat zibur zoicha roi ben nechamas zibur. The numbers are startling. Yesterday's numbers, right before Shabbos's numbers, I should say, 7,316 people in Eretz Yisrael have COVID. We're diagnosed that day. Almost 600,000 people here in Israel had COVID. 4,326 people died in Eretz Yisrael, I'm talking about. It doesn't matter, Jews or Jews, but 35% of those people are Haredim, are the religious people. Knew something's going on here. There are six women, it was 10, the six women who are pregnant, whose lives are in danger, and obviously their babies' lives are in danger. We never had this before. Children who are in the hospital. So much so that the airports are now talking about being closed. Because this is how bad it is. And in fact, the Malbim on this pasuk in our parsha says, Ha'evin merames al achdus Yisrael. The achdus lios echad. Remember Yaakov Avinu when he had the dream and all the stones became together? The 12 stones he put for the Shvatim? The ultimate level Yaakov wanted was achdus. The true feeling of Imo Anochi Batsara is that we do something, we're margish, and we say to ourselves, this bothers me. It's such a chutzpah. Excuse my diatribe for the next few minutes. It's a chutzpah noyra, and I'm talking to myself totally. That we continue our lives normally. Because it doesn't really affect us. Yeah, I heard about this. The head of Zaka, Nabachlo Aleinu, Rav Zahavi, his, within a week, his mother died. They went to the funeral. His brother died. Went to the funeral. Over Shabbos, his father died. All of COVID. A huge Baal Chesed, Shame Kamoyu. Okay, I don't really know. I've heard of the organization. It doesn't really affect me. On this block, Moshe Avrek, guy used to come and fix my appliances. Older guy, maybe in his 50s. COVID died. Great Chabad rabbi, who's been sick for so long, for 10 months with COVID, died. Okay, but it's not my family. It's not. And you're continuing eating like normal. Your Coke Zeros. You're having your omelets. Oh, no, put more cheese in it. I need cheese. And laying back with your yogurt, with the chocolate chips in it. This is what Rav Rosenberg said, and it struck me so much. It hurt me so much. He's right. Life just goes on. Who cares? I'm not going to change my life. What should I change for? It's not affecting me. My mind, my intellect understands that there's something wrong here. I understand. It's a tzara, nebuch. And excuse me for being real honest. This is what Rav Rosenberg said, but at Mamash, this is exactly me. What's the first question people ask when you heard so-and-so died? Oh, it's interesting. Was it between the first and second shot? Or is it after the second shot? You see, I knew the shot doesn't work. Who can't? What are you talking about? Did he wear a mask or not? Was he one of those masks? See, he wasn't a mask guy. What? What's going on over here? Over 2 million people, more, 2,100,000 people died of this machla. It's crazy. If we learn that the Ribbono Shalom is Imo Anochi Batsara as well, that he's in the Surah, the Ribbono Shalom has in the Kisi Akova during Mitzias Mitzvah, he had that Evan that we just spoke about. He wanted Kibayachal have the Surah, says Rav Soloveitchik, Itat Medeo. Aren't we supposed to be like the Ribbono Shalom? Afu Rachim, Af. You want Rachmanis from the Ribbono Shalom? Do you have Rachmanis for these people? Do you care? Rosenblum tells the story that last Shabbos, he says, this isn't a story, I heard a story. The guy told me the story. This story is last Shabbos, Rabbi said, Parshas Vayera. He says, I'm sitting in the hospital, the guy tells the story. He says, he called me and told me the story. I'm sitting in the hospital, Tel HaShomer, me and three other people in the same room or right next to each other, Hasidisha people. So he said, no, we have corona. We're not doing so well. The whole Nebuch, the whole floor of corona. Nobody's allowed to see them. Nobody. He says, let's have Shabbos Neros. And I'm sure you've heard hopefully by now, the great tune. Ka Echsof Noyam Shabbos. I yearn for the grace of Shabbos. And we kept repeating that line, which often we repeat. V'yu rachamecha misgalalim al midoisecha. Let your rachmanos ripen. Come down to us, ripple down to us.
and have rachmanis on us. V'yu rachamecha, midosecha, please.
And when I woke up in the morning, one of them, unfortunately, had a different noyim Shabbos of Me'ein Olam Haba. He was dead. And when Shabbos was over, the other guy I sang with was also dead. We can only sing the song when we have COVID and we're dying. Your Rebbe's father-in-law is sitting in the hospital, Nebuch Lo Aleinu. You're not margish it? You still have your hot cocoa and you dip it in with your petty bar, what's wrong with us? Lo kara klum.
Rav Bitterman says that the word paro, if you rearrange the words, is the word ha'eref, the neck. The neck divides the mind and the heart.
This is what the Egyptians wanted. This is what they wanted more than anything else. You know, the Hasidim have a minhag. Nebuch Lo Aleinu, there's a very sick, another great Rav who's sick. Hasidim don't wear ties on Shabbos. They're very, very against ties. The young Zer Woodmer used to have a rule. Rabbi Billet was very machbed. You can't get an aliyah if you don't wear a tie. Unless you could prove to me that you're Hasidish. Because it's a real minhag. What was the reason? So Rabbi Tursky, Nebuch, Shabbat Refuah Shleima. So Rabbi Tursky, the famous Rabbi Abraham, Dr. Abraham Tursky. So he wears a tie. I don't know if you ever looked in videos. Watch the video, you'll see. It'll be amazing. He doesn't tie the tie. He wears the tie and he just wraps it over. He won't tie it. Why? Because there wants to be no separation between the mind and the heart. There should be no separation, because that's what the Egyptian wanted. Think one thing, but don't let it be margish it. Don't feel it. What does Mitzrayim mean? It's the same words as Ben HaMitzarim, between the straits. Yitzias Mitzrayim is getting out of this narrow strait of me just believing it's all about me, it's all about myself, it's all about my mind. Forget about my heart, a feeling being margish something. And that's what the Shem Yishmuel says. Esav only cared about his mind, his intelligence. His mind should influence him, never his heart. And that's why Maaseh HaMachpelah, his head is only there. Because his heart wasn't in the game. It tells over the Divrei Chaim of Sanz, the famous Sanzer Rav, was asked, what do you do for a living? He was having an operation. He's trying to make small talk. So the doctor said, what do you do for a living? The doctor said, I build bridges. He says, you build bridges? You're an engineer? So he explained, no, I'm busy all day trying to connect people's intellects to their hearts. This is what my Rebbe says. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik says this important idea. He wrote a sefer called Logic of the Mind, Logic of the Heart. So he tries to explain, he's well known for Chidushim on the Rambam, Chidushim, Rav Chaim, Chidushim. He says, why am I writing on Hashkafa? So Rav Aaron says, Logic of the Mind, Logic of the Heart, the Torah, the Halacha, is the mind of Torah. It's the intellect that we have when we sit and learn a sugya, difficult. We sweat over it. Agadita is the heart of the Torah, right? He says the mind and the heart must be one, inseparable unit. And that's why the Torah is bread and Agadita is wine. On Shabbos, we don't have the bread first. We have the wine. You need a heart first. Rav Aaron would always say, to be a poisek, it's not just what you know inside, it's having a heart. And that's why the Kohen Gadol, Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, said this about Rav Chaim Oizer, his hesped for him. He says, that's why what was unique about a poisek, the Kohen Gadol wore the tzitz and the choshen, had to combine with each other. We have to be margish, we have to have a heart over things. It has to bother me. And I challenge you, and I ask you, Rabbi Isai, what are you doing? What's your thing that you're taking upon yourself not to do? I'm serious now. I thought about this, and I said, well, I've done things in my life over COVID. I think a little bit, I learn a little bit more than I did before. I have more of a Seder of Limud. I say an extra Perek of Tehillim at least. I have little personal things that I've accepted upon myself that nobody knows about during COVID, to show their bonus show and things will change. No! But what did I take away from myself? What don't I eat anymore? I told you about the story about my friend who said, I'm not having Coke Zero anymore, only Shabbos. Shabbos is a special time. He says to me, Daniel, I never knew it was going to be a year. I'm dying. I can't take this. And I kept throwing it as a cute little story, and then it hit me Friday morning. He He says to me, what are you taking up by yourself? Sitting there with your Kit Kat bar and eating it. People are dying. And you say, I don't care about the guy. The Jewish people are a boisei. It's terrible. And you're just sitting and you're being regular. You're joking with your friends like nothing's going on. Do you not have a heart? Do you only have a mind? Is there no connection between the two? Are you like Mitzrayim? Are you not Markish? What's going on here? And maybe that's the idea by Tu B'Shvat. I got to fit Tu B'Shvat in. Come on. The B'nai Yisachar points out that if you look at the Gemara, actually, we call Tu B'Shvat Higi Chag Ilano, right? It's the holiday of trees. But the Mishnah, famously, on Daf Beis, of course, says Be'echad B'Shvat Be'Shame, says Rosh Hashanah Ilan. Beis Hillel says, no, it's on the 15th. So he asks, I don't understand, why does it say Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan? It should say Le'ilanot. What do you mean, the tree? So we learn out, Kiblu Me'rabaseinu, Le'id Palel, Le'etzro Kosher V'yafeh. There's a special inyan that the tree is that I should daven on Tu B'Shvat for a special esrog. It should be a kosher mahajim and a mahajim esrog. Who cares? So I was thinking that maybe because the esrog is symbolized the heart. Right? It's the heart, the famous story they tell over. It's in the Furish, in you can look in the Halacha. It's brought about the dream Rav Kanti had, maybe with the Arizal, the Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav, he has his dream, and the Shem Hashem is separated. The Yud Kei, Yud Hei Vav, and the Hei's on the other side. And he explains, because he saw in the morning, that he's shaking Lulav and Esrog, it has to be Aguda Achas. He's holding the heart away, and he says, why are you doing that? He says, the heart, it's the tzaddik. The tzaddik shouldn't be next to all the bad people there. He says, no, it's got to be the achdus, like we said by the Malbim. The Evan reminds us of achdus, the togetherness. I margish, I care. How can I not care? That's our problem. We're not margish things. We don't feel. We have to have rachamim. We have to combine, as the Gra says, "Shtei talatos yesh b'shamayim, echad b'leiv adam, and one's in shamayim." They need to combine with each other. Explains that in as we'll have in a few weeks, that the Gemara tells us that Mordechai was known. Ish kish, ish yimini. Kish was the connection of the heart and the mind. He cared. He was margish. What was going on? The sorrow of Klal Yisrael. What are we doing? It's harsh because we don't feel it. I always will remember, hopefully you guys remember, I think last year Rav Yitzhak Cohen came here, Rosh Yeshiva NYU. He's one of the few Baal Yomusar. When he speaks, you listen. Tall man, Rav Yitzhak Cohen, have many amazing stories. We'll tell offline maybe. And I remember Wednesday night, once in a few months, he would speak in the YU Base Medrash. And when he spoke, that was when the Base Medrash was tight, packed. Because he always had an amazing thing to say. And the way he said it was always. I don't remember what he was talking about, I'll be honest with you. But I remember him talking about being margish or something. He says, you know what being margish or something for your friend is? I'll tell you the story. You walk outside, right? My sister just texted me, not knowing that I might not come to America. She's like, it's freezing cold in New York. Freezing cold. So imagine I go to New York and I'm wearing the, here I'm already hot now, wearing this little nothing. Baruch Hashem, it's nice weather outside. Okay weather outside. Still in the 50s. You wear this in New York, right? Imagine a guy standing outside now. It's 30 degrees outside. You're in Canada. It's 30 below zero. You know, and you see him and you see, you don't, what are you going to do with him? You can't do anything. You don't have an extra jacket. He says, you want to be Margish? He says, take your jacket off for a second. Just take, because you don't feel, you feel for him. What does that mean? You don't feel for him really. You're nice and warm. I remember going to Poland that time. Oh, prepare. You're not prepared to sit outside for an hour. You are margish now. What the Jews, besides everything else they had to deal with in Nazi Germany. You're margish what it meant to be outside. How did they live like this? Margish is taking off. Take your jacket off. Do something that changes your life. And then have the simcha when you can return and say, Baruch Hashem, this magefa is over. Now I can return and have my chocolate again. Now I can return and have my cookie. Whatever it is. But I don't want you to leave here and say, I care, I'm going to do something. Not only the Kabbalahs, which obviously you should have kept already, and learning more, and davening more, and knowing that you're part of the Klal Yisrael, and be Margish, and you're yeshiva students, but more than that. How are we margish this idea? And when we're coming to a time, Baruch Hashem, of great simcha, there's a reason why Rov Gishamim stops in Eretz Yisrael and everything goes like Eretz Yisrael by Tu B'Shvat. There's halachas, of course, of Orla, v'chulu, v'chulu. But it's because it's a happier time. We went into the depths of the winter. And it's hard, and the depths of the winter with COVID. And we think that things are turning around. And as I started off with, when I was talking to you guys, I said, you have this really strange dichotomy. On one hand, we're the number one country in the world of giving out the vaccines. And we're in the 30%, it's amazing, of the country. On the other hand, we have a horrible, horrible situation that's never, ever been seen here in Eretz Yisrael. 4,000 people are dead. So there's a simcha and adar's about to start. And the Zman Gula Seinu is going to continue. But we have to be margish, Rabbi Yisai. What am I going to do? How am I going to care? I challenge you, whether you're here physically or you're listening, take something small. Don't tell anybody about it. Just by yourself. Say, Beli Neder, I'm not going to do this thing. I'm not going to eat this thing. I'm not going to... Wow. That's what you did for COVID? That's what you did to show care for your fellow brother? Wow. That's Rachmanim Berachmanim. That's somebody who says Shabbos Shira and says it's the happiest time. But you know what? Still people died. I know they were going... I know they're the same people that wanted to kill me, but we're not going to say a halal, shall we? Because we're Markish, Rachmanim B'nai Rachmanim. Especially for our own people. Especially when our own block that you live on, people are dead because of COVID. Should be zeichet to be margish, and the Rabbanu Shalom should give us the ultimate rachmanas and rebuild the Beis HaMikdush. Uvenei Yerushalayim Yurcha Barachamim Toshuv. V'sishkan v'soichet kasher dibartam Mirtz Hashem v'yameinu amen v'yameinu.